From Tidbits on November 5th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Improving support for Windows 8 Parallel Desktop has been updated to version 8.0.18314 with full-speed support for USB 3.0 devices, easier access to macOS 10 applications from the Windows 8 start screen, the capability to launch Windows 8 applications from the Shared Applications folder in the dock, and support for the Windows 8 single-finger swipe gesture to display the application menu, list of running applications, and charm bar. The update also adds download access to Kaspersky Internet Security 2013 from within Parallels Desktop and improves the visual process of switching Windows to Coherence. Additionally, you can now assign up to 16 gigabytes of memory to a single virtual machine, and support has been added for Windows Server 2012. Telestream has released ScreenFlow 4.0 with a profusion of new organization and workflow features added to its popular screencast recording app. Among the new features, the release adds the capability to merge multiple elements into a single nested clip on the timeline, as well as apply filters and video actions to nested clips, plus new organization tools to search for specific clips and arrange them by name, duration, or type. It also adds support for closed captioning, support for the X264 codec to export higher quality MPEG-4 files, a recording timer, and a variety of video effects, including advanced color adjustments, distortion effects, blurring, alpha mask, color effects, and more. ScreenFlow 4.0 also enables dynamic updating and reloading of imported assets directly into the library, timeline, and canvas. However, this feature is not available in the Mac App Store version. For a complete rundown on the new features, download the PDF release notes from Telestream's support page. Shortly after the initial release, Telestream issued a version 4.0.1 update with fixes for an issue with keystrokes displaying, a bug that caused error message and sound problems when removed background noise was checked, a recording problem caused by disabled color correction on Radeon X1XX Hux hardware, and an issue with performance regression created by decoding video on a separate queue from audio. Owners of previous versions can upgrade to ScreenFlow 4.0.1 for $29 without a new serial number, saved projects will contain a watermark, and those who purchase ScreenFlow 3.x between October 1st, 2012 and October 25th are eligible for a free upgrade to version 4.0.1. Note that ScreenFlow hasn't yet been updated to version 4.0.1 in the Mac App Store as of this writing. Sandvox 2.7, updating its web publishing tool to make it compatible with a variety of features in OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, Corellia has released Sandvox 2.7 with support for notifications and sharing. Additionally, the update saves documents more quickly when the versions feature is enabled and has been optimized for Retina displays. A Google Plus One sharing option has also been added to enable site visitors to share content by clicking on a Google Plus One button and logging in directly. And this feature offers several configuration options for displaying the number of Google Plus shares. Other changes include support for custom private SSH keys and a revamped host setup assistant that simplifies entry of hosting details and enables live testing and diagnostics. Apple fixed a couple of WebKit security vulnerabilities with the release of Safari 6.0.2. Specifically, the update patches two problems that could lead to application termination or arbitrary code execution, one due to handling of JavaScript arrays that was addressed with additional validation, and another due to implementation of scalable vector graphics images that was addressed through improved memory handling. There are no new features or other bug fixes. The update is available for OS X 10.8.2 Mountain Lion via the Mac App Store, and for 10.7.5 Lion via Software Update. iPhoto 9.4.2. Apple has updated iPhoto to version 9.4.2, adding several improvements to iCloud's photo stream support. You can now add iPhotos to either My Photo Stream or a shared stream by dragging them to Photo Stream in the source list, and you can add all photos contained within a shared photo stream to your iPhoto library using a new import command in the contextual menu. The update also enables you to paste multiple email addresses into the Shared With field for shared streams, and ensures that names are directly displayed should more than 5 subscribers like a photo in a shared stream. Additionally, iPhoto 9.4.2 improves reliability of shared photo streams when switching to Aperture with the same library, fixes an issue with Microsoft Outlook that prevented it from being used to email photos, and updates national holidays for use in printed photo calendars. Apple has also released Aperture 3.4.2 with a number of improvements to how the professional photo organizer works with iCloud's Photo Stream feature. Like the recently released iPhoto 9.4.2, the update enables you to paste multiple email addresses into the Shared With field for shared streams, ensures that names are correctly displayed should more than 5 subscribers like a photo in a shared stream, and improves reliability of shared photo streams when switching to iPhoto with the same library. Aperture 3.4.2 also enables you to add photos from My Photo Stream or a shared stream to other shared streams, and it improves face detection after importing photos from a library into a library from a shared stream. The Toolstrip status line now displays the number of new photos added to a shared stream, adjusted photos are published to shared streams with an EXIF metadata preserved, and a shared stream's info panel now includes an unsubscribe button. Beyond photo stream-related additions, the update ensures that custom keyboard shortcuts are preserved when upgrading from earlier versions of Aperture, fixes a bug where duplicate detection failed when the auto-split projects option was enabled, addresses an issue where the correct color might not display after applying auto-white balance and auto-enhance, and improves stability when working with AVCHD video files. Be sure to check the release notes for the full rundown of changes. PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro 5.9 have been updated by Smile. The updates improve overall performance by reducing memory usage and add the OAuth secure authorization method for those using PDF Pen's Save to Evernote capability. Additionally, both editions now use Apple's sandboxing for improved security and compatibility with the Mac App Store, though neither PDF Pen nor PDF Pen Pro has been updated to version 5.9 in the Mac App Store as of this writing. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.